Payne in the morning. 10-9. Shipping up to Boston. This is going to be a good one. Or Friday. This is might put you in a pretty goddamn good mood for Friday. We're going to do Payne in the morning, speed version, and then some big breaking news. What the hell? Right? Because we can. Because we fucking can. That's why we're going to do it. Probably an exclusive by the time we get this out. I'm going to pump this sucker out tonight, Thursday night, early, because it's got breaking news, and I don't want to get scooped by us. Well, no one's going to scoop my analysis on it anyhow. So, but it's everything we've been saying and worse when it comes to these schemers. And they got a little comeuppance today in court by the feds. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But since we're going to have a little bit of a Boston-type theme, and regular listeners might understand where this is going. Exactly where we said it was going to go months ago. And exactly as we said, our sources again have fucking spot on. It's one hell of a streak. I wish I could bet on this stuff. I would be retired. Before we get rolling, let's say thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit who support us, give us direct support. And if you like what we're doing out there, hey, pitch in. It comes out to about a 25 cents or a quarter a day. Less than a couple cups of coffee a month. For the intel, you get the Payne in the Morning on video, more Payne show for subscribers only. The intel, matter of fact, we'll put this podcast out on there before it'll go to the public. So for folks who are hardcore news folks who like their intel raw and they like it fast, they get it first. And we're not funded by millionaires or billionaires, so we appreciate. And also share this sucker. Share this episode. That's going to take you into the weekend the right way, I got a feeling. Got me moving early for us to move things up and do a speed dating version of Payne in the Morning with all the news happening. And we appreciate the folks on that platform. Those platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. They're helping us keep the lights on. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to, we need help keeping the lights on, but that's the way it is in independent media. And that's the bed we've made for ourselves, and we're sleeping in it every night, and we're sleeping like babies. Because when you tell the truth, you sleep sound like a baby. Unlike the folks who we're going to be talking about tonight, very shortly, as we speed through this episode. So we had a regular episode planned, and then the shit hit the fan in federal court, and it's fucking fresh off the presses, and I want to get to it in a minute here, but there'll be a Payne in the Morning story, like there always is, accompanied by this podcast on the website. In that story are the following stories. I was really looking forward to messing around again with some having some fun, but instead we'll break some news. Fuck it. It's good news, I think. It's a victory. I would say it's a victory based on what you're about to learn. The stories that we were going to cover tonight is Nancy Pelosi hints at a plot to remove Trump from office before the election based on the 25th Amendment. Unbelievable, this chick. She said, tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, she told reporters during her weekly press briefing. Jesus. If she's not talking about getting her chocolates, I need my chocolates. 25th Amendment. She wouldn't know how to spell 25th Amendment. Then there's a Another story, the headline, Trump indicates Attorney General Barr has enough evidence to charge Obama administration officials with spying on his campaign. Folks, what you're about to learn tonight plays into everything I've said about this cabal, this protection racket. It's fucking uncanny. And guess what? It's not me telling you this. Now it's a federal judge laying it all out for you, just like I did months ago. Months ago, just like I did. I said, our sources are telling X, Y, and Z. And guess what? Boom. Today, it's come out. And I'm looking forward to getting to that. But this story is also alarming. Sounds like Trump has given up on Barr. What have we told you about Barr? Same stuff. I think maybe the president should spend more time reading and listening to this podcast. Turn off Fox News, President Trump. They don't know what the hell's going on over there. They mostly rewrite our stuff anyhow. There's another one. Another story. We're going to hitch a ride here for a couple more minutes. And senators say the CIA director is withholding Trump Russia intel. It's Gina Haspel. The agency guys call her Bloody Gina for her days during interrogations. Okay? So I think she's maybe withholding a few things. She's asshole buddies with Barr. These stories are golden. I hate to miss them tonight, but we're going to have something that's even be a little Rumpelstiltskin action. We're spinning a lot of gold here tonight, but you can get these stories again on True Pundit. Woke up this morning, True Pundit, down. Fucking one thing after another this week. A battle with Facebook earlier in the week, a battle with Twitter last week. And guess what? We're back on top in about an hour and a half when we break this news. So stick it up your ass, social media overlords. I told people for the last 2 weeks, I'm not going away. We're on top of this stuff. We got great hooks, and we're on top of this stuff. If they throw me off a platform, I don't care. I'll just show up with my own platform. So do what you want to do. I'm smarter than all you motherfuckers. I started this with $35. How much seed money did you guys have? And are you even making money? Fuck out of here. Next headline, FBI busts militia plot to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The FBI says it thwarted a plot to abduct and overthrow Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. If somebody was going to really, in true life, abduct or kidnap this broad, I would say the husband is probably plot hatched by the husband to get rid of her. He would be suspect number one. Does anybody with a brain think that this was not some setup scheme by the FBI? They're famous for this stuff. There's some guys over here we know. Let's overthrow the governor. Yeah. We'll show you how. Then they arrest him after they provide the intel, the planning, the financing, the coordination, the personnel, and right before you launch whatever scheme that they're cooking up, they arrest you and they pretend like they stopped it. They were there to save the day. They swooped in with their blue fucking windbreakers on, you know, just like on TV. Except you created the whole goddamn plot to begin with, and you found some patsies. That's not law enforcement. That's not anti-terrorism or counter-terrorism. That's setting people up. It's entrapment. It's a scheme. The press love it, though. A couple sworn affidavits from career liars in the FBI, and everybody goes wild. Oh, these guys were gonna kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Nobody wants Gretchen Whitmer. Nobody in Michigan. Why would you want to kidnap her? It can only be as bad as if you tried to kidnap Hillary. I tried to kidnap, it was a plot to kidnap Hillary. Nobody wants these women. That's why they ran for office. The husband said, yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out, run for office. Get the fuck out of my house. I hope she wins so she's not around here. Think I'm kidding? But don't worry, the FBI's on it. You can torch an entire city. Dozens of cities in America, you can light fires, burn things down, and people can die in the process. The FBI doesn't blink an eye, but if they can set up a couple white patsies in a kidnapping plot, well, that's big. That's big, but it's okay to burn entire cities down, ruin people's businesses, torch their lives that they built. That's fine. The FBI sits around like, it's no big deal. We're working on it. We're taking photos of people, and we're doing an analysis to charge them with something. Yeah, okay. Has there been one serious attempt by the FBI to do a sting on any left-wing groups? No. You know why? I said to you before, they control them. They fund these things. It's insane. You watch it all come out. Another headline, new unemployment claims increased to 840,000, higher than expected. We talked about that all week long, folks, so that shouldn't be a surprise. About a little bit of music while we round out just a quick speed round of the news here. Yeah, we talked about unemployment claims all week. It was a mirage to say that more jobs are being created. It's not true. This is an interesting story at the end. The Assange extradition case is an unprecedented attack on press freedom. So why is the mainstream media largely ignoring it? Kansas's Play the Game tonight. Boy, that's prophetic for what we're about to get into and what we already started. The silence of journalists in Britain and the U.S. over the extradition proceedings against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is making them complicit in the criminalization of news gathering by the American government. All you journalists out there, you think when your ass is against the fucking wall, these guys are going to save you? Think again. These guys are cowards. These guys are butter sticks. They're wallflowers. They're wimps. You could snap these people's vertebrae like a breadstick. They're jellyfish. They have no morals. They have no moral fiber. They're weaklings. They're wimps. They're milquetoasts. I worked with them. All they care about is their own wrinkled asses, believe me. Trying to carve out. They're not very talented, so they have to cling on to any political freedom, political powers they have in their newsroom, because they're not very good at maneuvering that either. And they certainly don't have enough balls to take a chance and stick up for somebody like Assange, right or wrong. And the editors fall into the same category, all the way up the line. Editors, managing editors, editor-in-chief, publishers, they're wimps. All answering to millionaires and billionaires who don't like Assange. They don't like Assange. And they don't like guys like Snowden. The last thing they like are people who try to do the right things. You're going to find this out a little bit. Oh, man. So that's a good story on Assange at the end there. And let's just rock and roll here. I guess we can get into this in a couple. What else is on here about Assange? The outcome of the Assange extradition hearing is a crucial tipping point, which will tell if Britain and the United States go farther down the same path towards illiberal democracy as Turkey, Hungary, Brazil, India, and the Philippines. What Assange and WikiLeaks did, obtaining important information about the deeds and misdeeds of the U.S. government and giving that information to the public, is exactly what all journalists ought to do. Aha. But they fail to make a very critical point here. Assange went after the patron saint of the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, largely to embarrass her on a number of different occasions while she was Secretary of State and also while she was running for president, with the release of Podesta's emails, etc. We're finding out you don't mess with Hillary Clinton because the entire cabal of the U.S. government, doesn't matter what president's in, you're going to find out under President Trump, they have, well, you're not going to find out. I've said this before for months now on here, on this podcast and before on patreon.com/truepundit and now on subscribestar.com/truepundit on the Moore Payne Show. I've said this for close to 2 years, maybe over 2 years. The entire government since Trump was elected has also protected the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. It's a fact. It's a fact. I've said it. FBI, IRS, even the White House, okay? I'm sorry. Maybe not Trump directly, but the people working for the White House, people working for the president, have gone out of their way to protect the Clintons time and time again. Certainly the FBI, Jesus. Certainly the Justice Department, wow. Time and time again we talked about it. Now a federal judge comes out today and says, hey, everything Moore said has been right on the fucking money. This Payne guy is spot on. Everything I've said, spot on. In fact, it's worse, though, because this guy really drops a bomb on this whole cabal. So the Assange thing is worth looking at. Let me take a quick drink here, and we'll play a little bit of music. And then we'll jump right into the breaking news, and we'll go from there, see how long it takes. I don't know how long it's going to take. There's a lot of documents came in here just in the relatively short time ago. So we're rocking and rolling on the fly, but I used to work on deadline every day, and it's no big deal. You can work on a deadline. Sometimes deadlines produce the best stuff if you got the chops. You don't have the chops, you'd be in journalism back in the day, you'd be in the bathroom naked in the corner shivering. You got six or seven editors breathing down your neck and they're holding the front page and a bunch of Teamsters downstairs, and every hour they hold the front page is $25,000 overtime to the Teamsters waiting to print that sucker out and put it on trucks. You better have the chops to hang out on deadline. Or you won't be working very long. This is one of those stories that Attorney General Bill Barr, Bill Salad Barr, is going to have to put in his bag. Put this in your bagpipes and play it, Barr. Guys, we talked about Moynihan and Doyle, and they've done their only interview on the Thomas Paine podcast, the only public interview they've ever given. And these Irish gentlemen, we are kindred spirits, kindred troublemakers, and they are back in the news today in a big way. Just fresh off the... It's crazy. Everything we said about the case is spot on. And a federal judge today just weighed in, and it's bad news for the Clinton administration, bad news for the IRS, bad news for the Justice Department. They just got their asses whooped today. Finally. When you get to the end of the story, your head's going to be fucking spinning. And Barr, if you're out there listening, you could put this in your bagpipes and blow it out your ass. As I've said before, this is not a guy's not a white hat at all. And we've talked about Barr actually covering up the sins of the Clinton Foundation, again, to protect them. We've talked about that on multiple podcasts. You can look back. I don't have to babysit you folks. You can scroll through an index of our Thomas Paine podcast to find the big Wednesday podcast that either feature Moynihan and Doyle or Barr covering things up. We just talked about this a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago on the podcast. Doyle case, Moynihan case. Today, the federal judge decided that he was going to take a baseball bat out. and crush the IRS. And de facto, the Justice Department and the Clinton Foundation, based on this case. So let's do a little bit of background. We talked about this at length, again, as well as with Moynihan and Doyle in their only interview. Everybody's asking him, how you did an interview with that guy? Why can't you do an interview with me? You know why? Because they don't have the time to babysit your simple asses to explain things to you. They say things to me and it's boom, 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 boom. I'm all over it. Got to be out here babysitting these reporters. I don't understand that. Can you explain it? No, they don't have fucking time to explain it. It's not their fault you're an idiot. Anyhow, Moynihan and Doyle submitted to the whistleblower's office. I'm reading right now from this opinion that came out today. It gives background, so I'm going to read right from it. They submitted to the whistleblower's office of the Internal Revenue Service an application for an award for an original information with which they provided specific, credible documentation supporting their allegations that several related entities, namely the Clinton Foundation, failed to comply with the requirements of filing for tax-exempt organizations. The claims were referred to two operating divisions of the IRS, the Tax-Exempt Government Entities Division and the Criminal Investigation Division. The Tax-Exempt Division recommended denial of the claim and reported that no investigation of the target was underway. Because it said that the criminal investigation of the IRS pretty much said that they were never investigating the Clinton Foundation. Now, we have previously reported to you that the criminal investigation of the IRS was investigating the Clinton Foundation. They're telling their own other sister division of the IRS that they were really never, there was never a bona fide investigation of the Clinton Foundation. which is quite ironic, since I've discussed with folks who worked on both the investigation for the IRS and for the FBI that there was definitely and were definitely parallel investigations, federal investigations by these entities, by federal agents. But they're saying, no, we didn't investigate it. Okay. In response to that, the whistleblower's office issued a determination denying Moynihan and Doyle's claims on the ground that the IRS took no action or investigation based on the information that was provided. And what happened is Moynihan and Doyle filed a petition in U.S. tax court, and the judge today, and the IRS came back and fought them on it and said this case should be dismissed because it has no merit. In essence, the IRS set up to protect the Clinton Foundation, backed by Barr's Justice Department. And Barr said there was no grounds to prosecute the Clinton Foundation criminally. And he relieved U.S. Attorney Huber of the responsibilities of investigating the Clinton Foundation because Barr said, quote, there was nothing there. There was no there. It turns out that was all bullshit. Now we find out this judge literally just said that the IRS lied to its own whistleblower office, saying that they never investigated the Clinton Foundation. Well, I can tell you fucking square one, and the judge is going to tell you too, there was an investigation. So you want to talk about protecting the Clinton Foundation? This is insane. And again, it goes, everything we've said previously and reported previously is spot on. How in the tank is the IRS for the Clintons when they literally sit there and lie? They lied in motions. Now listen, this is a little bit tricky because the case, Moynihan and Doyle's case in tax court, it was sealed. All the exhibits, all the petitions, all the filings, all the motions, they're all sealed. Because when Moynihan and Doyle filed it, the IRS came in and said, Judge, we need to seal this. And the judge said, fine, we'll seal the case. So you don't really know what the hell's going on behind the scenes. So this is the first glance behind the curtain. And the judge brushed the curtain back, and he slammed the door on the fingers of the IRS today. So, and for some reason, I guess on purpose, he didn't seal this opinion that he wrote today, this memo, this tax court memo, which says that the case will proceed and that the IRS loses its motion for summary judgment and that there's merit. And it also basically says that the IRS lied. And when I read through all the jargon here and all the legalese, this paints a vicious picture of a cover-up, the same cover-up that we talked about, except now you have a federal judge saying that there was a cover-up. Let's just zip through here. Based on that, I think I framed it pretty well. You're free to listen to other episodes of the Thomas Paine podcast where we tackle this stuff and explain it in great detail. I had to listen to the podcast with Moynihan and Doyle, the original one, I don't know, 3 times, 4 times to get everything. It was insane. It's like 2 hours of mayhem. They've been investigating this for 3 or 4 years. So I think they submitted, well, now we're just going to pull from the court document that came out today, 28 pages where this judge took out a blowtorch and just French fried the Internal Revenue Service and by de facto the Treasury Department and the U.S. Justice Department and the Clinton Foundation. And this is going to proceed now. That's good. Because I tell you, when you go up against the government, it's tough to get ground and it's tough to move these things through the court, especially when you're dealing with the Clintons. So I would take this as a victory for the good guys and a victory for you. And more proof that this is a massive cover-up. It's been massive cover-up through Sessions, through Barr, and then preceded by, who was before that, Lynch and Holder, and the list goes on. Okay, the whole apparatus of the federal government, as I said, especially the criminal justice apparatus, is nothing more than a protection racket for the rich and famous. This fucking proves it. This proves it. Your own IRS denied that they ever investigated the Clinton Foundation. They denied it to their own their own officials in the IRS. And then to the whistleblower's office. What? Like I said, we know guys who worked on this who said, yeah, we spent a long time looking at these guys. We had them by the balls. And the case didn't go anywhere. As we've documented previously in other podcasts. Give me a second here. This is good news for a Friday. That's why I'm cutting loose a special podcast here. All right, let's proceed. Here's what the judge said. And we'll put this on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We'll link to this ruling. The judge is denying the IRS's motion to end the case because the whistleblower's office determination was not based on facts and supported by documentation. In other words, they used bad information to deny the claim. And I think I failed to mention, there's so many moving parts to this. I think I'm doing a decent job of rolling out if it's the first time you heard of it. But Moynihan and Doyle claimed that the Clinton Foundation owes up to $2.5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in federal income tax that they skated from, evaded, okay, that they owe that to the government. And they filed a whistleblower's action based on that. $2.5 billion. Now the IRS is fighting them. The Justice Department's fighting them too. Everybody's fighting them. Instead of just saying, it's really incredible when you think about it, right before I jump into this. Why wouldn't they just say, yeah, these guys owe us money. These hobos owe us up to $2.5 billion. No. No, as a matter of fact, it doesn't even look like, based on the information that Moynihan and Doyle provided, 6,000 pages of intel that they put together, private intel. This is the stuff that the IRS is supposed to be doing and the Justice Department. Instead, they covered it up. They didn't even audit these guys. They didn't even audit the Clinton Foundation. Like, nah, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, there's nothing there. And we didn't investigate it. Don't worry about it. We didn't investigate it. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. It's proven. Okay, so the judge also said the whistleblower's determination that the criminal investigation division did not proceed with any investigative action for purposes was not supported by the administrative record and thus constituted an abuse of discretion. And therefore, the IRS's motion for summary judgment will be denied. So saying that there was an abuse of discretion puts it lightly. In other words, they lied. They tried to posture, tried to lie to the court, tried to bullshit the court. The judge is being nice here. He could have really come down on them. And he may come down on them before he's done. Where I come from, that's called perjury and obstruction of justice. But I guess if you do it on behalf of the government, it's not called that. It's called an abuse of discretion. Believe me, if you had a court case, a criminal case, or any kind of case against the federal government, and you lied in your testimony, and you lied in your legal proceedings, and you postured, and you basically forged testimony, forged documents, manufactured testimony, that's called perjury and obstruction of justice. Not here, though. It's called an abuse of discretion. And that's putting it mildly, of course, as I've said. Like I said, this gives us the first glimpse into the details of this case, according to the judge's 28-page decision. It gives us a really nice glimpse into some of the things that that we could glean from a case that has been otherwise sealed away from the public view. Why would you seal the case to begin with? The IRS, obviously, just by the fact that they're sealing the cases, are trying to protect the Clinton Foundation. Moynihan and Doyle submitted approximately 100 exhibits in excess of 6,000 pages compiled from 3-plus-year investigation. Those exhibits and evidence lay out the clear framework of the wrongdoing committed by the target. The target is the Clinton Foundation. And include the following applications: determination letters and articles of incorporation, income statements, tax returns, foreign and domestic, consent decrees, memorandums of understanding with foreign governments, program plans for entities in question, partnerships, audits, foreign and domestic, contractual agreements with non-governmental organizations, reviews of state registration forms, IG reports of entities, foreign and domestic, internal legal reviews of entity in question, reviews of email exchanges between the entity executives and government officials. I'd like to see those. I'd like to see those suckers. That's basically saying internal Clinton Foundation emails. You know, if you're a judge and you look at this, you say, we can't dismiss this. Because let me tell you what happens if they dismiss this thing. Then it goes public. Moynihan and Doyle can cut these 6,000 pages loose anytime they want. I don't think the government wants that to happen. I think they're going to end up settling this and trying to make it go away, if they can. I think it's getting bigger now to the point where it's not going to go away. Reviews of state registration forms. As I said, reviews of email exchanges between entity executives and governmental officials, donor tax returns, regulatory reviews, actions, and subsequent legal settlement with entity partner, interviews with whistleblower and current and former executives of the Clinton Foundation. Six 6,000 pages of that stuff. You know how much dirt that is? Listen, I told you guys, go back with Moynihan when he was working DEA and I was running with DEA. This guy is He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make, and I would not want him on my ass, that's for sure. I called him today and Doyle. I couldn't get a hold of them. I don't know. Maybe they're out having cocktails. I would be out having a couple Irish whiskeys. Maybe a couple drafts, Guinness drafts or something. I hope they are. Whatever they're doing. Like I said, this broke late, right after dinner. I'm just kind of reading here. Oh, this is interesting. This gives you, for the first time, we get some insight into what happened after they filed this with the IRS. Looks like all hell broke loose inside the IRS. A subject matter expert, SME, of the IRS received petitioners' claims on March 16, 2018. And on a couple days later, on April 2nd, the subject matter expert in the IRS received an email from Lynn Brinkley, area manager, indicating that I should transfer the case and all related cases to the Criminal Investigation Division per the Criminal Investigation's request. The SME, the subject matter expert, therefore completed Form 11369, Confidential Evaluation Report on Claim for Award, and transferred petitioner's claims to the Criminal Investigative Division. It says here, Criminal Investigation Division's reported decision not to investigate. Now, we know that they did investigate. Okay? So, this is documentation from the court case that says the Criminal Investigation Division decided not to investigate. But that's not true. We know it's not true, as I've said. And that's this goes on to prove. So, there's a lot of legalese in here. I try to cut through it as best as I can. In July 2018, Criminal Investigation reported its decision on a form 11369 dated July 10th, 2018, that it declined to investigate the Clinton Foundation or any of the issues that Moynihan and Doyle raised. Quote, was this claim surveyed or declined? And the box indicating yes was checked. And the blank was filled in. It said declined by Criminal Investigation. Line 12A asked, did the whistleblower information result in opening any other investigation with respect to the taxpayers identified on the form 11369 or any other taxpayers where an issue unrelated to the whistleblower issue was discovered? And that box indicating no was checked. Line 12B asked, was this claim declined due to lack of criminal potential? And the box indicating yes was checked by the IRS. And the blank was filled, individual noted in claim who had personal knowledge denied making those statements in an interview with federal agents. Then Criminal Investigation Division returned Moynihan and Doyle's claims to the whistleblower office. We know that was a lie. We know that was a lie. This was a lie. These are perjurous documents. They are. As I've said, as the federal judge just said, it doesn't make any sense. The evidence shows that there was a criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation, but the IRS is denying it ever happened on IRS forms. That's got to be some kind of crime, right? Well, I mean, it's a crime if you and I do it, but not if they do it. It goes on and on and on. They kicked it back for a review again with the IRS. This is just, there's so many gems in here. Now comes the FBI. Now they bring the FBI in. Remember the FBI said there was nothing to, Barr said that the FBI didn't find anything, blah, blah, blah. Kiss my ass. Petitioners allege, but the administrative record does not reflect that in the same general time period, one of them, Moynihan or Doyle, had a telephone conversation on August 1st, 2018 with a special agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who said, quote, I can't say enough about what you and your colleagues have done in filing your submission and providing your materials. We greatly appreciate everything you and your colleagues have done in your work, unquote. This is the FBI congratulating Moynihan and Doyle for doing all their dirty work. And at the same time, the FBI had a parallel investigation. How could the FBI be brought... This is the kick in the ass. How could the FBI be brought into this and be working with IRS CID if IRS CID wasn't also conducting a criminal probe? Put that in your hat. It goes on and on and on. By October 31st, 2018, Moynihan and Doyle's claims were back in the whistleblower office assigned to analyst Deborah McCollum. After a review of administrative claim file, the analyst issued preliminary denial letters. In other words, saying, yeah, there's not enough information here to proceed. One of the preliminary denial letters says, the whistleblower office has considered your application for an award dated August 1st, 2017, and made a preliminary decision to deny your claim. It was based on the information provided and the action results in the collection of tax penalties, additions, tax, and blah, 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 blah. Here's the kicker. The claim listed above from Moynihan and Doyle, have been recommended for denial because the IRS took no action based on the information that you provided on the Clinton Foundation. Oh, really? Because the IRS launched a criminal investigation along with the FBI. You know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. These guys got busted lying. They usually get away with it. Listen, I've been in court with these guys. They're fucking professional liars. Anybody who's been in a federal court knows the best liar wins. And it's already rigged because the jury, if it gets to a jury level, the jury is always going to side with the Justice Department and FBI. 9 times out of 10. So it's already rigged. So all they have to do is go up there and lie. And boom, you're screwed. Ask General Flynn and many others. And you don't even have to ask them. Take it from me. I went head to head with these guys and they do not play nice. After the denial, so we get to see this. The good stuff here is here. We get to see the stuff that went on behind the scenes that we can't get access to because it's been sealed. After the denial, the petitioners filed a response to the preliminary denial. On behalf of Moynihan and Doyle, Mr. Doyle mailed a response to the whistleblower's office on November 20th, 2018, which states, listen to this. This is... I'm going to read this whole thing, or not the whole thing, but parts of it. Doyle says there must be a significant error given that it is public knowledge that the IRS is clearly investigating the target, the Clinton Foundation, and is an active participant in the joint law enforcement effort being run out of, they have it redacted, but I think it would be Little Rock, Arkansas, but it's redacted here, and elsewhere within the justice system focused on redacted the target, which is the Clinton Foundation. It is evident based on information and communications referenced below that many of the issues relating to tax fraud and 501c3 violations raised in our report are very much the focus of the joint FBI-IRS investigation into the target, redacted again, the Clinton Foundation. The investigation is ongoing. Our report gave rise to it and provided the basis for meaningful parts of it, specifically within the realm of tax code violations and related issues of noncompliance within the law related to charitable endeavors. Communications we have had with specific law enforcement agents, upon which I will expound more within this letter, confirm these very facts. So these guys are saying, hey, what are you talking about? We've worked with federal investigators that are doing the investigation. What do you mean there's been no investigation? People are crazy. This is, they said, look, they said Moynihan and Doyle, after they sent their November 20th response to the whistleblower's office, they met with a criminal investigation on the Clinton Foundation on no less than 5 different occasions. Which meetings are not reflected in the IRS's administrative record. The IRS didn't record it that these guys, these guys met with them regarding criminal investigation. Why is it not in the administrative record? It's not in the computer. They were conducting an investigation, the IRS, of the Clinton Foundation, and they weren't keeping records of that inside the IRS. Where is it? What do you mean you met with people? You met with these guys five times, maybe more, and there's no record of it? That's convenient, isn't it? This supports the allegation that the joint declaration submitted under penalty of perjury in compliance with 28 U.S.C., we do not consider this non-record allegation in ruling on commissioner's motion for summary judgment. Yeah, but let me tell you something. These guys went in five times, maybe more, to give the IRS dirt on what they had found. Were they just showing up at the front door of the IRS? No, they're working with a task force. And it's our information the task force was working out of Newark, New Jersey, and other places. They went in, they met with these guys. But when you look at the IRS, in other words, this blows the roof off a major scandal right in itself. There's no record in the IRS that these guys went in and gave them information. You can't just walk into a federal building, go upstairs and talk to people, and there's no record of it. What? It's insane. It's literally insane. And that's why they can say, guys, that's why they can say, folks, oh, yeah, there was no investigation. There's nothing in the record. Yeah, but these guys are testifying. We were there five times, maybe more. What do you mean there's no record? This is a fucking cover-up. This is the protection racket I'm telling you about. We're getting a rare glimpse inside of this. Some of you folks might think this is boring. I don't. I think it's fascinating. Then Doyle continues, the report is more than 6,000 pages in length, and it was supported by 95 to 100 exhibits setting out confirming proof of our findings. All these materials and pages, including original contracts with foreign governments, exchanges between the Clinton Foundation officials and foreign and domestic government officials, and reviews of each and every Clinton Foundation federal form 990 have been shared with, and receipt confirmed by the whistleblower office. They have the emails, guys. I don't think there's much wiggle room when you have the emails. You know where they get them from? The other people that the Clinton Foundation ripped off. That's where your good investigator goes. You don't need subpoena power. All you need is a disgruntled second party. And people say, yeah, these guys fucking ripped us off. Here, you can have all the emails between them and us. If you can get us some money back, hell yeah. If we can get maybe a potential for some kind of clawback, or we can get a return of the money, hell yeah, we'll give you the stuff. Why hasn't the FBI done this? Why hasn't the IRS done this? Because it's a cover-up. Of course there was evidence here to put people in jail, in prison. And as I've said the whole time, it's been a massive cover-up. Doyle continues, as indicated previously, we shared this report, our evidence, our notes of investigation, and our exhibits with the federal agents in Redacted City. I'm going to say, take a guess, that is Little Rock. The FBI in Redacted City, same city, thanked us profusely and praised our report excessively. As one individual close to the investigation commented to me, you and your colleagues have saved numerous federal agents thousands of hours of work. What the hell did it matter? Their bosses covered it up anyhow. In fact, in the IRS, there's no record that those guys even helped out. They're just taking shit out of the computer to protect the Clintons. What else have they done in the IRS to protect the Clintons? I already know. Much more. If you've gone to those lengths to delete information from the official record, there's no telling what you might have done to try to save these people. Our report reached the joint FBI-IRS task force in, I'm going to say, Little Rock, Arkansas, even though it's redacted, but it doesn't matter, right? It's all one big happy soup. Doyle says that they were in touch with the U.S. attorney And I'm going to say that's Huber, U.S. Attorney Huber. It's redacted. Who then referred us to Special Agent Redacted Name. I can't guess that. For the next several months, two members of our team have been in regular contact with Special Agent Blank in the FBI, providing information on an ongoing basis, given that our investigative efforts continue to this very day. We have shared all of the same materials submitted to the IRS Whistleblower Office with these offices and agents. We have received both confirmation and excessive compliments on the quantity and quality of our work, and the case manner in which we presented it. And guess what? The IRS CID had these guys in five, maybe more times to go over the work. Not that you'd ever know that, because it's been wiped from the system, wiped from the computer system, wiped from the official record. That's a crime. Additionally, prior to and or subsequent to making our former IRS whistleblower submission, we engaged or communicated with both current and former law enforcement officials, tax professionals, and others within a wide array of state and federal offices, including the following: IRS, DOJ, FBI, U.S. Postal Inspection, Treasury, Inspector General, Tax Administration, Counsel and Chief Counsel of the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on the Judiciary, and officials within selected states' attorneys general, secretaries of state, and or consumer affairs offices. What else do we have here? Basically, when you chop it down, it was pretty damn obvious, especially to the principals involved, Moynihan and Doyle, that there was a robust investigation going on by the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. And a full probe looking into the Clinton Foundation and the nature of the allegations that these guys provided. And then they come back, and also the FBI, of course. It says right here, confirms what we've reported in the past, that the FBI was also working on this at the same time. And we know some folks involved in that who said that the findings, the information, the intel is alarming. Scared the living shit out of Justice Department, that they had to put a clamp, they had to put a lid on it. Reported that on previous podcast. Doyle says in filings, it is simply cannot be the case that the IRS took no action in this matter. You know, they're writing, they're saying, hey, the IRS is saying, hey, we didn't do anything. They're saying, yeah, you did. We met with you guys a bunch of times. Talked about the cover-up in the computer system. Listen to this. Upon receipt of petitioners, this is from the whistleblower's office analyst, reacted to Doyle's submission and of November 20th, 2018. This is what the whistleblower's office said to the IRS. Upon receipt of Moynihan and Doyle's response to the preliminary denial letter, I conducted a diligent search of the IRS integrated data retrieval system to confirm that there were no open IRS examinations involving the Clinton Foundation. I also coordinated with the whistleblower office criminal investigation liaison to confirm with criminal investigation headquarters that there was no ongoing criminal investigation of the Clinton Foundation. That's a fucking lie. They just put whatever they want. You know, but to this person's, in the whistleblower's office, to their credit, there may have been nothing. I mean, there was nothing in the computer system, but who took it out? And then when you call the whistleblower office criminal investigation liaison and they confirm, yeah, there's never been a probe, but there was a probe. Even the federal judge, again, says, yeah, there was a probe. These guys gave documentation. Again, we can't see everything because it's sealed, but we are getting a rare glimpse in here. It gets worse. It gets worse for these guys. That individual in the whistleblower's office, the whistleblower office CI, criminal investigation liaison, was asked by the whistleblower's office. We have a quote. We have a whistleblower that claims he is working with the IRS agent jointly with the FBI regarding the Clinton Foundation. That's Doyle from Doyle's submission. From the IRS again. From the whistleblower's office and the IRS to the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. Can you please confirm that the IRS criminal investigation is not working with these whistleblowers on any investigation with these target entities, the Clinton Foundation? Criminal investigations succinct emailed replied from a Mr. Denning in the IRS Criminal Investigation Division to the whistleblower's office sent February 11th, 2019, stated in its entirety, "Hi, Laura. The claim was appropriately declined by criminal investigation." That's legal speak for, "Nah, we weren't investigating." But there's a lot of wiggle room in there. You know what? You see what happened is somebody didn't think that they'd ever get called on the carpet, but they did. They get away with this stuff all the time, lying. Let me take a quick drink. It's insane. What happened is because they had, at that time, what they considered confirmation from the IRS Criminal Investigation Division that there was never any investigation of the Clinton Foundation, Moynihan and Doyle's petition was declined because there was no investigation. And there has to be action. There has to be an investigation by the IRS for the whistleblower's office to take it to the next step to prove that it is a legitimate complaint, that Moynihan and Doyle's complaint was legitimate. The IRS investigated it, but then it looks like they wiped the system clean to make it look like they didn't investigate it. And if they didn't do that, then people are literally perjuring themselves and obstructing justice and pretending that there was never an investigation, when in fact, again, we know that there was. And that's basically, what does the judge say? Hold on. You take all this stuff, and there's other things we didn't really cover in here because it's 28 pages. And again, it's legalese. You know, I have to tell you, in 30 years of reading this stuff, I just called a colleague before I went on the air to run this by them. Federal guy. And I sent it to him. And he came back and said, "Whoa, this is public. How did you get this?" I said, "It's public." "It's public." He says, it doesn't look like it's public. They might lock it up. They might seal it. You might have tripped across it quickly. And we keep an eye on this stuff all the time. I check this docket 3-4 times a day, every day, even though if there's nothing there, it's like, okay, well. So every 2 or 3 hours, I check the docket. And I saw this. I said, "Grab it. It's public. Grab it." And it's insane. It's really, but my point is, in 30 years of looking at, 30 plus years of looking at documents like this, I've never seen like a beatdown like this. This is vicious. This is a federal judge telling the IRS that they fucking lied, basically, de facto lied, and are covering up the fact that there was a criminal investigation. And they're trying to say there wasn't a criminal investigation because if they can convince the court that there wasn't a criminal investigation, then Moynihan and Doyle don't have a legal standing to pursue a whistleblower case against the Clinton Foundation. But it's not true. It's absolutely not true. And time after time again, there's only portions of what the IRS said in here because the case is sealed. Time and time again, they just lie. They just outright lie. It's frightening. And it parallels what Barr said, that there was, there's nothing there. There's no bullshit. The federal judge is now saying, yeah, there's something here, all right. Not only that, you guys aren't being honest about it. What does he say in the conclusion? The judge says, "Accordingly, we denied the motion on the grounds, the motion of the IRS to get the case dismissed, on the grounds that the whistleblower office abused its discretion in reaching the conclusion because not all of its factual determinations underlying that conclusion are supported by the record. In other words, they're lying. Again, that's a fancy way of saying you're lying or perjuring yourself. Conclusion. We will deny the commissioners, the IRS commissioners, motion for judgment, summary judgment, because the whistleblower's office of the IRS, their factual conclusion that there had been no proceeding under section 7623B1, and that proceeding would be an investigation by the IRS into the Clinton Foundation. The fact that they said that was an abuse of its discretion, and we will order the parties to propose a schedule for further proceedings. The case moves on. Boom. The cover-up is finally, at least partially, but I think definitively, the cover-up is out now, public. Everything we said, it's a cover-up. Boom. This judge, federal tax court, unbelievable. Judge Gustafson. It's Lawrence Doyle and John Moynihan versus the IRS and responded for the IRS count at the council. IRS counsel is Patricia Davis. Determination that the whistleblower's office of the Internal Revenue Service and the commissioner of the IRS and the criminal investigation division of the IRS are full of shit and engaged in a cover-up. That's what this says to me. And it's, I think it's massive news. Obviously, it's massive news. I know that it's massive news. It's a win for the little guys. The case continues. That's bad news. That is bad news. They tried to lie their way out of it like they always do. You guys get caught with their pants down. They always go for the cover-up. It's fucking amazing. It literally is amazing. They can't just say, yeah, you know what? Good point. These guys always think about it. If you were owed $2.5 billion, the U.S. Treasury, wouldn't you want the money? If you owe these clowns $2,500, they come after you. These guys, the Clintons, owe $2.5 billion up to that. It's probably more than that. But Moynihan and Doyle are saying, we'll take $2.5 billion. If you know, that's what they owe the government. And the IRS is fighting them, covering it up. They investigate them, covered up the investigation. As I've said before, that they covered it up. They covered it up. And they're wiping things from the record now. They're tampering with evidence, tampering with computer systems. There's no record of these guys working with the feds. What else have they covered up on behalf of the Clinton Foundation? What else isn't in these computer documents? Other cases that we don't know about? We know about this one. Anytime somebody brings in dirt about the Clintons, do they just wipe it from the system? It doesn't exist. Nah, the guys are clean. Really? Really? Who would investigate the investigators? Maybe the Justice Department? They're fucking worse. They covered it up too. They covered it up big time. Everything we've said, boom, right on the money. Our guys are spot on as usual. I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our record. And I'm proud of our ability to bring this to you in a breaking news format. And I'm all talked out. talked out on this is good news for a Friday. Definitely good news for a Friday. And breaking news. And we'll follow up on it like we always do. But we've been ahead of the story. We told you all this stuff was going to go down the way it went down. The way it has gone down months ago, that this was what was going on behind the scenes. So stick with us. We have a knack for this. We have a lot of time in this game, and we rarely make mistakes. Knock on wood. Sometimes you have to knock on wood. Sometimes you just have to be lucky, too. There's nothing wrong with being lucky. But hard work usually avoids the fact of being unlucky. You put the work in and you don't bitch about it. And it's a grind, obviously, many times, but you put the work in and things usually work out, take care of themselves, just like anything else in life. So what do we got here? We'll go back to this. We'll hitch a ride back up to Boston where Moynihan and Doyle, I know... those guys have to be a couple cocktails in. Maybe, I mean, maybe they don't drink. I wouldn't drink if I was investigating the Clinton Foundation. Well, we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Thank you for your patronage, and you provide us with the ability to grab these things and talk to these people on a regular basis and get this news out to you months and years ahead of everybody else. And I'm happy that this worked out just as we thought it would. I never really doubted it, to be honest with you. I just like when the A-team, Hannibal Smith, I love it when the plan comes together. Cue the cigar. That's good stuff. Thanks a lot on there. That's patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. That's how we keep the lights on. Again, it's a couple cups of coffee a month. And goes a long way, and we'll stretch it out. And this is good news on a Friday. Something, a little change of pace, breaking news on a Friday that we're putting out Thursday night. It's 8:50 p.m. right now on the Eastern Seaboard, and we will put this in post-production and put it out ASAP. Put a red siren on this sucker, and off it goes. And off we go into the weekend. And into the mist, into the investigative mist. Another big and successful week for the Thomas Paine Podcast as we continue to grow. House of the Rising Sun, no matter what they try to do to us, this house of ill-reputed intelligence and that is months and weeks and years ahead of everybody else, we continue to rise. And much has to do with the big man upstairs. Somebody's always watching me in my life. That's the way it's been. Someone's always looking out for me. And because of that, I think I've been able to stay a step ahead of everybody else. Maybe two steps or three steps, whatever. I'll use many steps as I can get, I'll use. We wish you a great weekend and a fantastic Friday, and we'll be back here before you know it. We say at the end of every podcast, what do we say? Take care and God bless.
July 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
Million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He would tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were flutered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the Lee, there was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bothering life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling putchin and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but out south from the Irish rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat it was turned right over, turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And alas!